call received from home care agency.
Good afternoon, this is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, hi, Jasmine. My name's Joanne. I'm calling about an ad I've seen on the internet about your services.
Okay.
You have, like, family taking care of your people, right?
You can assign a friend,
call
family, or
consumers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what?
Consumer Direct Program, where you could assign any friend, family, or trusted loved one except a legal spouse, a power of attorney, or a legal aid. How can I assist you?
Right. Okay, now, if you have, what do you, like, okay, say we're already in a program. I'm a caregiver for my sister,
mm-hmm.
okay, and there's two other caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
If we decided to change, we would bring her to the company and
mm-hmm.
ourselves,
mm-hmm.
okay, and what kind of benefits do you have? What's your pay rate?
What county is the patient in? Because it's based on county, because we pay overtime.
Berks County.
Berks? How many hours a week
Berks.
Does the patient have?
35,
70, 70, and 21 is 96. Okay. How many caregivers are there?
Three.
Okay, give me the first caregiver's hours. How many does she do? 35?
35.
Okay,
yep.
Second caregiver is 35 as well?
Yes, and the next one is 21.
And then the third one is 21. Are you going to keep the same three caregivers?
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second while I get you rates, okay? The one that's making,
sure.
The one that's doing the less hours is going to get paid more money. But I'm going to try to see what we can offer all of you guys. What are you currently making so that we can make sure we match that and offer you something higher?
$14.50.
Okay, we're going to try to see if we can get that a little bit higher, okay? Give me 1 second while I get
great.
Approval.
Yep.
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Yep, thank you.
Yep,
how much
can
we make?
1 second.
$14.50.
Reimbursements are done by county. And depending on how many hours the patient has, because we pay overtime. Since you guys
mm-hmm.
don't have any overtime, I'm going to try to get you the highest rate, okay? Just bear with me, because
okay.
I'm going to see what they can offer you. Please help.
Okay, sure.
Did she get a shower today?
So it's I'm confirming. Is it Berks County, ma'am?
Berks, yes. Mm-hmm.
Berks. Mm-hmm. Okay, please hold.
There's a pair right here on the step, a pack right here on the steps.
Okay. I'm going to be putting you at $15. Is that okay?
Up to what?
$15 an hour.
$15 an hour.
Yes.
Okay, and what other benefits do you offer?
All the benefits are health insurance through AFLAC. You get to choose the policy of your choice.
Okay.
You
and is
get
that
any,
after, what, 90 days?
30.
30 days?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And once you fill out your hiring application, they'll send you the forms and you fill it out right away. So you can get started with the health insurance right away. They also offer time and a half. So, like, let's say one of your ladies go on vacation and you're going to take over their hours. If you take over
mm-hmm.
any one of your caregivers' hours, you're going to get paid at time and a half. So you're going to go up to, like, $22 an hour, anything after 40 hours. That's
it doesn't hurt me at all.
Okay. Now, Another question is, do you have like transfer bonuses, sign-on bonuses, whatever you call?
They're called sign-on bonuses,
that?
And I can do 200.
200 per caregiver?
And it doesn't bind you to the agency.
It does not bind you to the agency?
No. Because most of these agencies, when you do sign-on bonuses, they make you sign a contract and you have to stay with their agency until they recoup the sign-on bonus. We don't do that.
Right, right. Well, there's where's your office located?
One Winding Drive, right in Philadelphia, but we're licensed throughout the state, so we do everything over the phone.
I was going to say Philadelphia, yeah. Okay, so you're saying $15 an hour per caregiver, insurance after 30 days. Now, a question why I'm not happy with this other company I'm with is, We take Linda away quite frequently. That's her name, Linda, the person we take care of, Linda.
Okay.
We take her away quite frequently. And they're always like, you know, we could send them a text message and tell them, hey, we're going to do this or this or this. They never return our call. They never respond. And then we're getting timesheets stating that, you know, we're not. How do you work that? Like, you
we
know,
do
we're
the
not
EVV.
Home.
We do the EVV system. Basically, it's an electronic verification for, like,
is that
apps.
Like a GPS tracker?
No, it's through an app that you just clock in and out. Actually, all agencies, by the end of this year, have to go on it because that's state mandated now because of all the fraud that's happening. So they're mandating what's called the EVV system. We already have ours already up and running. It's an electronic verification that you, it's an app you download on your phone. And you clock in and out through the app, and you put in the code for all the chores that you completed that day, and that automatically everything is sent to payroll. So there's no issues with payroll. There's no issues with getting paid. Your time is accurate always.
And do you get paid weekly?
Every Friday, honey.
Okay. There was another question. No, wait. Like I said, and is there one? How can I say it? One person that, like say there was an issue or something and we had to talk about time or something, one person you would contact, like a coordinator or something?
So you're
going to
get assigned a family first care specialist once you all enroll, and that's going to be your to-go-to for any changes, edits, corrections on timesheets and time cards. Any issues, clocking in and out, you're going to be assigned one person to the care plan, and that's going to be your always to go to. We don't have issues here with payroll.
Oh, it's a mess where we're at. But anyhow.
I've heard a lot of stories. Yeah, I know.
This is our second, this would be our third change since she's been on this program.
And that's okay, Ms. Joanne. Are you Ms. Joanne?
Yes,
Yeah, because you're not bound to any agency. When you feel that it's your time to go, you're not being, like, heard, like, the needs are not being met, like, your payroll is, you know, not working to you, you can change that at any time by going to a different agency. That's the beauty of the program.
Right, right. And I understand that. And I understand there's some flaws. People have are busy or people are off. That's another question, speaking of off. Now, last year, we were with another company, and we took Linda on vacation with us. She's never alone. We will not leave her alone. Her Parkinson's and dementia is really at a high level. But we take her on vacation. We were away for a week last year down in Ocean City, and they really didn't say much. They said it was okay. Now, this new agency we were with was telling me that we have to get approval first. Why do we have to get approval? Do you require that?
You need approval whenever you're going to take the patient out of county, of course, because the state needs to know that.
Right, but I'm saying if I say to you, okay, or we're going down to Ocean City next week and we're going to be there 4 days, do we have to wait till that gets approved by you or someone else?
That's a great question. One second, I'm going to answer. So basically, we communicate with the service coordinator. We handle all of that for you. We communicate with the service coordinator. We put in the time and where you guys are going to be located. Once the insurance approves it, then yes, then you are able to clock in and out where you're at on vacation.
Okay, great.
So there's no back and forth. There's no, oh, you didn't clock in. Oh, you're not supposed to be there. No, everything goes through the service coordinator at the insurance. They give the permission. Oh.
Okay, great. Okay. Now, I'm going to take a few minutes. Yeah, as a matter of fact, the other two caregivers are here right now. Two of us live with Linda. Well, Linda lives with us, I should say, and the other one does not live here. She comes in the morning, and she's here usually 7 to 5. And like I said, if we decide to come with you, we will let you all know the dates and times. And I just want to go over this all with them. I want to correct, you're saying $15 an hour and $200 bonus per caregiver. And now is that spread out over pay periods? Or?
No, that's once you do the 3 months in the agency.
Oh, 3 months in the agency. Okay, and then you said the insurance, because only one of us need health insurance. I'm actually on Medicare. Only one of us needs the health insurance, and you're saying after 30 days.
They kick in and they can choose the policy of their choice.
And what, you don't know the price ranges of that?
No,
No,
because all policies are different. It depends on what she chooses.
Okay. Okay, let me talk to them, and I have your number here.
Ms. Joanne, let me give you my direct number, right?
Okay.
You're calling the patient's intake line. Anyone can answer. So my name is Jasmine.
Jasmine.
And I can be reached directly at 267.
267.
551.
551.
7410.
7410. Okay, Jasmine, I'm going to talk to them and get back to you soon.
All right, Ms. Linda.
Sounds good.
Oh, Ms. Joanne.
All right.
Linda is the patient, right?
Yes, Linda Howell would be her name.
H-O-W-E-L-L.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ms. Joanne, you call me if you need me. What did
All
she
right,
say?
Thank
what
you very
much. For me?
You have a question? No, she was just saying her name.
Okay.
Linda
okay,
Howell.
Got it.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.